Lean on Me, a flower that grows between brick and shade. Talking about Lean on Me today, a movie released in 1989. It's a drama, fact-based, biographical drama, directed by John G. Avildsen, written by Michael Schiffer, starring Morgan Freeman, and I'm going to mispronounce your last name, I'm sorry, Robert Guillaume, has Beverly Todd, other folks in here as well. Lean on Me. Super good, super, super fantastic. It is partly responsible for inspiring me to be a teacher, but we'll get to all that stuff. It's very bold, inspiring, educational, reflective, strong, nuanced, heartwarming, political, what is, I think, the first time I've ever said that during a review, personal, and abrasive. Going to give you a little quick rundown of what it's about. No spoilers in this one. I mentioned that it's fact-based biographical drama. I wouldn't consider it a biopic. I consider it a snapshot of a person in time. I think it is more about the setting than it is about the character or the person of Joe Clark. But basically, there's a teacher, Joe Clark, who was caught up in the politics of the school division, the school system, the state, and quit a certain position, or was transferred, sorry, not quit, transferred to an elementary school. He was in a high school before. Doing really well, doing awesome things there, got transferred to an elementary school, was principal over there, and then the superintendent of schools basically came around to say, hey, you know, you're doing great things at the school, we need you. We need you back at that high school that you were teaching at before, like decades earlier, and we need you to work your magic. And He's hired to try to turn it around. It's a very, very not good place. The school, East Side High. I just realized, I haven't even told you, I don't even, what is it, New Jersey? Where is East Side High? I don't even know. How do I not even know this? It must be. Yeah, it's not a good place. It's not a good place at all. Yeah, New Jersey. That's what I thought. So that's kind of the rundown. I'll give you some more details here. Going back to just some of the adjectives from earlier, it being a very bold and strong thing. So one of the things that I love about this movie is how impactful it is. The uncomfortable parts, I guess that should have been another adjective, uncomfortable. The uncomfortable parts are front-loaded for the most part. Like, the beginning really describes and shows you, when they say a picture is worth a thousand words, it really shows you the state of this school, this horrible, horrible place where students are subject to harassment and violence and just a really not good place, especially because this is supposed to be an institution of learning where, you know, students can thrive, and it is not a good environment for anybody, not for staff, not for students at all. It's incredibly intense, and that discomfort, even though I don't know how many times I've watched this movie, I probably can't even count on two hands how many times I've watched it over the years, because I've been watching it since I was a kid. But it's still uncomfortable. They do such a good job that it is still uncomfortable. So it's worth the discomfort, and the discomfort is there for a reason. It's not just for discomfort's sake. Yeah, so we got Joe Clark, who was a real man, He actually just died a couple years ago. And I will tell you now that there are some inaccuracies, for sure. There's some artistic license in the story, but Joe Clark was decently happy with it, saying, to quote him, 95% of it is accurate. I don't really know about that based on the articles that I've read. But either way, I don't want to tell you what those inaccuracies are. I think you can enjoy the film as a piece of art and be inspired by it without thinking about, well, that's not accurate, because it doesn't matter. I think it expresses something very strong. I think that the things that are not accurate or factual, or maybe there's some portrayals that are not super flattering, I think it's easy to put those to the side, for me anyway, and focus on the real message of the film. Which is what? What is the message of the film? I mean, going back to that little intro there, a flower that grows in between brick and shade, I mean, that's a really cliche image, but I think that, you know, just like this cliche of the diamond in the rough and all that, it's an underdog story. I think that not just the man, Joe Clark, but of East Side High, of this school, of these students, the people that work there and inhabit the building, in all aspects, that it is an underdog story of the character that is the school, and how they can beat the odds. So basically, I mean, we've got one man who is tasked with trying to turn around a whole school, and that is kind of where a lot of the difficulty is and the conflict can be, because he is a very abrasive person with a lot of aggressive methods, and it becomes this message too, or question of ends justifying the means, and vice versa. And one thing that I love about movies, human relationships, and exploring those, and that is key here. I'm going to give you two quotes from the movie in my little summary here. I just realized I went off track. A flower that grows in between brick and shade. Again, story of the underdog. It's that against all odds, things happen. Positive things, beautiful changes occur. Anyway, the two quotes. This movie is very quotable, and I've seen it a lot. But the things that I would impart to you as very strong moments, very great one-liners. One of them is, and without context, if you treat them like animals, that's exactly how they'll behave. When Joe Clark is talking about students and about the environment that they're in, the physical environment of the school. And then another one, amazing quote, discipline is not the enemy of enthusiasm. And I love that. I love that quote so much. Anyway, I felt very anxious and stressed in the movie to get to the emotional aspects that I felt, mostly at the beginning. And one reason is because they do an amazing job with music and the soundtrack, and not the very, very beginning, but like there's the beginning, and then there's like the credits, or not the credits, but like the title and what do you call it? If it's not the end, it's not the end credits, but anyway, the intro to the movie has Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses as the song. And it, coupled with the events happening, the violence, it is such a perfect pairing that I can't disassociate the song from that. That was the first time I ever heard the song. Because again, I've been watching this movie as a kid, since I was a kid. And later on, when I got Appetite for Destruction, I was like, I can't even listen to this song. Because all I do is picture the events in the movie. I'm a very visual person, but again, that's a testament to how powerful it was, that scene. Anyway, so that stressed me out a lot. And watching it, even though I've seen it how many times, it's so visceral and it's so disturbing. I was also very inspired in the movie. Again, with those quotes and the depictions of things that happened there, it made me really reflect on who I am and what I want to do, what I want to accomplish. This is why, again, one of the reasons that I wanted to be a teacher. It made me sad. It made me angry. It made me happy. Or I shouldn't say it made me, but those are things that I felt while viewing the film. Target audience, I think that if you can handle the intensity of something but still have it be heartwarming, and a drama that's rooted in reality, and again, it's a fact-based drama, if you have any interest in education at all, I think that this would be for you. And that's one of those things where everyone should have an interest in education. But if you are an educator, if you are a student that actually cares about the education system, or if you're, you know, anyone who has interest in the education system or education, I think that that's another reason or another type of person that should watch this movie. Where is it on the shelf? It's top shelf. It is a top shelf movie. For me, again, the nuance is one of those things that I bring up. And it has a lot going on that I think that people won't necessarily notice on the first watch, but there are discussions. Oh man, again, I don't want to give you spoilers, but there are certain situations that happen with people where they don't give the stock answer. They say, you know, we've got options here and we should explore those, which it wasn't a very safe thing to say about certain topics, especially at that time. Even now, I think it'd be difficult for you to see a movie, a blockbuster movie or an A-list movie that approaches some of these subjects the way that they do here, especially because they are not the main components in the film. But they're like a glance at something, yet they treat it with complication and nuance in a very real way and not just a stock answer. So to me, that's one major reason this is top shelf. It's a very emotionally moving movie. I think that if you were unmoved by it, that's not good. It's not good for you or the people around you or the people that have to deal with you, because I don't know how you could not be emotionally invested in this film. I mean, it is an 80s movie. You got to keep that in mind, late 80s. But if you love Morgan Freeman, I should go back to the target audience. If you love Morgan Freeman, or if you just like Morgan Freeman, this is Morgan Freeman at some of his best. Fantastic acting in the movie as well, mainly by Morgan Freeman. And yeah, it's a drama. It's not a family drama. So it's also, you know, a lot of drama, I think, is family drama in a way, or it's too over the top or historical drama. And you know, this is based in a school. And I guess I just don't see that very often. I see a lot of comedies based in schools, but not dramas so much. So again, the music, the soundtrack is fantastic. A lot of soul. It's just whoever was doing the music, fantastic job. Fantastic. It's again, it's raw and it's real. But along with that nuance, there's humor. You can find humor in this, and I don't think it's always intentional, but there are moments of levity that are intentional, and I think that it came naturally with depicting these characters. I don't think that it was necessarily constructed or crafted just to be like, oh, we need to break this up because this is way too much. I think that they seem, at least, to come naturally from the characters. That's really it. That's really all that I want to say about it, because I don't want to give you any spoilers. But it's a wonderful movie. I think it is very bold. I think it's a very strong film. And it's intense in a lot of ways, but not in like an action way or a thriller. But be prepared that you are going to be a little uncomfortable. Lean on me.